Hello, my name is Charlie Moores, and you're about to listen to a shortcast with Dominic Dyer about the long-running insistence by the British Army of using animal fur to make the ceremonial bearskin hat used by British foot guards, rather than use faux fur alternatives, such as the one being offered to them by Ecopel. Good morning, Dominic. You've been working with PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, of course, on this campaign.
I've been talking to PETA for quite a few weeks about this campaign. It's a relaunch of a long-running campaign that actually goes back over a decade, where they have been working with the British government and the military to find a suitable alternative for the use of bearskin hats for the British Army. Now, I think most people think that those bearskin hats they see on the various guards parading with the Queen on Trooping of the Colour, for example, aren't fur from animals, but actually they are. They're black bear fur from black bears shot in Canada. This is absolutely disgusting, it's absolutely cruel, and it's not justifiable. To make matters worse here, what PETA had done is gone away and worked with a well-known fake fur manufacturer, Ecopel, working with designer Stella McCartney as well, to come up with a very good fake fur alternative that was lightweight, water-resistant, durable, and met all the specifications that the Ministry of Defence set for them. Spent an awful lot of money on this to get this product right. And the company has come up with a very viable alternative, meets all the criteria, and has even offered it to the Ministry of Defence free of charge to 2030 that could save millions of pounds to the taxpayer, as well as hundreds of bears from being shot every year. And yet our friend Ben Wallace, the man who tried to stop Penfarthing getting his people and animals out of Afghanistan, pops up again and says he doesn't want it. This is absolutely disgusting. Quite rightly, PETA are now campaigning again, born free of giving them strong support. I've been saying to ministers, what the hell is going on? Because you have a consultation out at the moment on possibly ending the UK fur trade that we all want to see. So why the hell are we still using bearskin from shot bears in Canada for British Army hats when there's no justification at all to do so? This is a PR disaster for the government, but it's one of their own making. They had a chance to come out and make a statement that they would sort this out. They have not done so. And now what we have is a quite rightly growing anger. I'm also pretty angry, to be quite frank, about so-called scientific conservationists, you know, call them what you will. These are people that have some credibility that support trophy hunting that seem to have lost their ethics on that issue, who are now coming out and saying that this is completely acceptable as well because it's a byproduct of animals that have to be shot for so-called wildlife management purposes. No bears should be shot in North America. It's disgusting. A lot of these bears are being killed because humans are encroaching on their environment. You know, if you live in certain parts of Canada or the United States, you can ring certain people who will come and kill bears if they're considered a nuisance to your household. This is disgusting. These animals are often enticed into areas and shot by hunters that are not particularly well trained in the use of guns, and they're wounded and they die long, painful deaths. They often leave cubs behind that starve to death. You know, there is no justification, no ethical justification for shooting bears. And there's definitely no bloody justification for them then ending up as fur hats parading with the Queen on Trooping Colour Day. It's disgusting, it's immoral, and it needs to stop. And these so-called scientists need to shut up and think about the ethics of what we're trying to do in a world which we know coming off of COP26 in Glasgow is in such a bloody mess, where we have destroyed so many ecosystems, where we're taking the very fabric of this planet and burning it in front of our eyes. We should not be killing animals like this, and no one should be justifying it.
I hadn't heard of Ecopel, the company that makes this faux fur, before this campaign. So I thought I'd better check what their fur alternative is made of, because a counter-argument might be that plastics are harmful to the environment, of course. But they use Coba faux fur, which is 37% plant-based and recycled polyester. There really is no excuse for not switching immediately.
No, and our other products, you know, we don't use leopard fur anymore in the British military for obvious reasons. Protected species sites would prevent the killing of that animal for fur. So there's alternative synthetic products being used. So, you know, they're already using fake fur in certain categories of products in the military. So why are they not using it here? Actually, these fur hats take a lot of preparation and looking after. So it's not like you just got one hat and you dispose of it. They constantly have to repair them. So they're constantly putting in demands for furriers in Canada to provide more pelts. And this feeds this killing of these animals. The fact of the matter is, if the British Army took a decision to stop using them, the Canadian Army would be forced to do the same. Other military units around the world, the market for this fur would drop off the cliff. And this would put a lot of pressure on the furriers who'd go out of business. And it would basically not justify the killing of these animals in the way that we are seeing at the moment. It's all a vicious circle. You create a market, you create a demand, and you keep it going. And certain people across the chain make excuses for it all the time. And I know why Wallace doesn't want this to end. Because A, he doesn't give a damn about animals. The man supports fox hunting. He's an ignorant buffoon, as far as I'm concerned. He should have been kicked out of this appalling cabinet a long time ago, most definitely after Operation Ark. But the fact is that he thinks this is the thin end of the wedge of the animal rights movement. The one thing he will not do is give in to Petter on this, or Ballon 3, or people like me, because he thinks if we get this resolved, then we'll come back for whatever they're doing at Porton Down and all the other horrible things that go on in the military when it comes to animals. Okay, well, I'm happy to have a fight about all of those issues, but that doesn't justify not sorting this one out.
Wallace, the current Secretary of State for Defence, of course, has come in for a huge amount of criticism on social media for stopping this switch to faux fur. Entirely well-deserved criticism, in my opinion.
He's an idiot, he's a buffoon, he's an arrogant, nasty piece of work. Yes, he is stopping this from going through, and I don't think he'll succeed. I know Carrie Johnson wants this sorted. I know there's lots of MPs in the Conservative Party that won't like this. Well, they're all going to have to speak up now, because enough is enough. This looks absolutely bloody awful, and it should not be happening. And let's not forget, the Queen made a personal decision not to wear fur a few years ago. So I think the royal family are under real pressure on this as well. You know, they can't talk about wanting to protect biodiversity and wildlife around the world when military units, you know, under the Queen's leadership, are basically wearing these fur hats. It's disgusting. It should not be happening, and it should have ended a long time ago. And I think the public have been misled to a large degree. They've been led to believe this is fake fur when it's not. Well, the secret is out again. Let's sort this out.
So how can anyone listening to this help, Dominic?
The campaign at the moment that Petter has set up allows you to send tweets and go to social media. We know social media can be very powerful. You know, I've had this problem with Twitter all week with about trying to take my account down. Thankfully, having bashed around the senior levels of the company, I'm back online again and I'm in full flow. But this is important. So take to social media. You know, thousands of people have been sharing my tweets on this and video footage last night from Talk Radio, and I've got some more media lined up. Also, there's an opportunity for you just to sort of support a petition that's been established as well. We haven't got a government petition up and running yet. I think that's probably only a few days away, so I think people can get behind that as well. So I think it's a combination of letting, you know, the Prime Minister know there's an email campaign, and the Secretary of Defence by email, and that's all on the Petter website, and we'll put the link on the OTL pages so people can find it as well. And as I said, I think there'll be a government petition set up pretty soon on this, because I do think we need a debate in Parliament about why this hasn't been resolved. And we must keep up the pressure on government and MPs. I think people should contact their MPs and say, why the hell has this not been sorted out? I'd like to hear from MPs up and down the country what their response is to this horrible, disgusting mess.
Yeah, and at the same time, they can ask why the government has put the trophy ban bill, the Animals Abroad Bill, as it's properly called, on the back burner again, because that is another disgrace.
And you know why? Because the same people that are supporting the killing of these bears, the same called scientific conservation movement, are also lobbying the government to say that you should continue to allow the import of trophies. We've got to call these people out. We've got to hold them to account. They are justifying the exploitation and killing of wildlife around the world, and that has to stop. And that's why we have a delay on this piece of legislation, because they are pushing back hard and they should know better, and we need to call them out for what they are.
Thank you, Dominic. If you would like more information on this campaign, please visit the Petter website and look for Stop the Slaughter of Bears for the Queen's Guards Caps. We will give the link in the show notes, of course. Thank you very much for listening. If you would like to create a shortcast of your own, please get in touch. You can leave a message at offtheleashpodcast.co.uk, on Twitter at OTLpodcasts, or on Instagram at OTLpods. And if you'd like to hear more powerful audio supporting wildlife, animal rights, and the environment, we're on all major streaming platforms. Just look for Off the Leash Podcasts and subscribe for free.